A record turnout Monday for the annual Beacon Memorial Lighting Ceremony at the Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore. The names of the 29 fallen crew members on the Edmund Fitzgerald were read on the 50th anniversary of the ship sinking on Lake Superior.
David E. Weiss, cadet. Blaine H. Wilhelm, oiler. And a final toll for all the lost sailors on the Great Lakes.
The Split Rock Beacon was lit for about 2 hours following the ceremony.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Former Split Rock site manager Lee Radzik says he was listening to Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in 1985 when he came up with the idea for a memorial ceremony. Radzik says she sailed right past Split Rock 10 years earlier on the night before the sinking.
I thought, I have the keys to a working lighthouse that is so closely tied to the Fitz's history, and that lighting the beacon would be a fitting tribute to not just the crew of the Fitzgerald and to all the other sailors lost on the lake, but also to the dozens of lighthouse keepers who had kept Split Rock's beacon lit.
Radzik says lighting the beacon in 1985 felt so fitting that he did it again the following year, and then it grew into a tradition. He spoke at the ceremony Monday, which was attended by more than 2,000 people. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche Gumee.